everybody. This is Tracy. I am going to talk to you about the power of a smear campaign and what you can do about it. And it's important that we start by understanding what a lie is. Because when we go to the DSM-5 and we go to the characteristics that narcissists have, you know, lying and all the other things that they do, I want to expand upon the word lying. Because to me, there's a three level to this kind of abuse that we must understand. A lie is something that, does my ass look big in these jeans? Oh yes, honey, you're fine, you're beautiful, right? Another lie would be, mommy, I did my homework, I did, can I watch TV now? Those are lies. And while I'm not condoning lies, I am trying to encourage you to understand the difference between that and the next level. The next level of lying is where the narcissist excels at, because they have no conscience. They have no no remorse and no empathy for what this will cause you. That's important to know, that the next level is a false allegation. And that's where victims get caught every single day, especially in court. But it's not limited to court. Court is certainly a place where they play this game and they accuse you of things like stealing money, stealing your grandmother's jewelry, stealing whatever it is, you're a thief. They also tell things in courts like you're a bad mother or a bad father. And this is to attack your strongest strengths. Your the things that you are best at is always what they're gonna go after. So knowing that you're a great mom and have them tell the court that you are a terrible mom or you abuse them or you starve your child or you hit them when it simply isn't true, they're doing that so that they can hit you where it hurts. You know, if they said you have really bad taste in whatever it is, it wouldn't affect you as much. But when they hit something that is your greatest vulnerability, then you're more hurt. You're more injured because you can't believe that someone that you knew or loved or worked with could make up things like that. That is the part that hurts so much, because not only do we have to deal with the lie and the stuff that has coming out of their mouth when you're surprised by it, but we also have to deal with the fact that you need to protect yourself, right? You need to let the world know that you are not a bad mother. You need to let the world know that you didn't steal any money. You need to let the world know because you are defending your honor. And then they win. They win because they have gotten to you. Remember, narcissists just want supply. And negative supply of your anger is supply. And that's important to remember, because when they start to pull these things and these tricks on you and say these things in court, or to their next girlfriend or boyfriend, when they start to tell these lies and you find out about them, they're going to hurt because they're hitting you at your core. They're hitting you at a place where you know that simply isn't true. And that defense, I'm gonna protect myself and I'm gonna teach the world that that isn't true, automatically comes in. If it didn't, you'd not be as human as you are. We want to defend ourselves. We want to defend our honor. And it gets us into trouble, because that's exactly what they want. And in a court situation, it's often where you are defending these things and you can make yourself look crazy, which means they win. When we go from lie to false allegations, we take the next step down the ladder of crazy to smear campaigns. And smear campaigns means they take those lies and those false allegations, and they spread them to create this fake persona of who you are, what you stand for, what you believe in. You know, the core values of your entire life are put out and shared with the world, whether it's in a courtroom situation, whether it is, you know, finding out that they've built this lie tree, if you would, this fake story, to all of your old friends. And it hurts. It hurts so much when your friends hear these things and believe them. And you wonder, did they not really, you know, love you? Did your friends, do they not really think, like, can they think that you would do these things? That you would abuse and starve your child? I don't think so. But it hurts. And the way that they are manipulating and the way they're telling these smear campaigns and these false allegations are to isolate you by triangulating you. This is so many words in one sentence. By triangulating you with the people that used to be in your life. And it could be your family. It could be your coworkers. It could be your boss. It could be anyone that this smear campaign will aid them to their end goal. And their end goal is to make them look like the victim, to make them look like the hero, to make them look like they tolerated you and you were so venomous and horrible. And if they have succeeded in telling any of these people in your life these things and they believe them, our goal is to turn it around so that we understand that there's no truth in these things. If they are calling you a bad parent or saying that you're unlovable, what is the proof and evidence that you beat your kid? What is the proof and evidence that you stole money? That was something that was thrown at me during my divorce, that I stole money. It was repeated all 7 of our trials. She stole money, she stole money, she stole money. And all we had to do was provide them with the bank records. Where's the money? Where's the money? Where's the money ever that was ever taken out and snuck off and, you know, trips to paradise or doing the things that I later got accused of doing, right? None of it was real, yet I still felt that need to defend myself. I wasn't happy with the idea in my head that I had that proven evidence that I didn't do it. And so I allowed them to trigger me. I allowed my ex-husband and his entire family to suck me down this rabbit hole of defending myself. And that was my bad. I didn't know better at that time. I certainly know better now. They have the power to hurt you if you let them. And if you know it's not true, but you give power to the lies and the smears and the false accusations, then they win. So the key is to not waste your time and energy listening to these things, worrying about who is going to find out about these things. Certainly if it's your job, get some help, go to HR, look for another job if HR and divisions aren't going to help you. We can't change what they've done. We can't persuade your best friend that, does that sound like you? No. If they've already been triangulated, if they've already been brought to the dark side, you may never get them back in your life. And this is an exercise in learning that people were not made to stay in our life forever. And, you know, if they're going to believe that, do you want them in your life? Why do we feel like we have to explain in order to save an old friendship? Let them go. Let them, who is going to believe these things, did they really know you? Are they so wrapped up in this drama-filled life of lies and things? If they were your friend and they were your friend for any amount of time, they would know the truth, that you weren't capable of these things. You're not a bad mother. You didn't beat your children. We need to understand that these things are going to keep coming back. Narcissists are like rabid dogs, fat and ugly and foaming at the mouth. They are not good people, and they will continue to come back. After you're gone, they will continue to build an entire network of lies that are designed to, again, make them look like the hero, make you look like the perpetrator, make them look like the victim of your terrible abuse. So let them live that victim role. You don't want it. You do not want to be in that victim place anymore. So don't let these lies make you a victim, because that keeps you trapped forever. You need to understand that these triggers are going to happen and you need to process, what do I do now? How do I change that? And I recently had an experience to write this down for a client, and I'm going to make a worksheet and throw it up with this video at some point. But take some time to diagnose yourself in that trauma state that you just heard, that a ridiculous lie, you know, just an off the top, what the hell kind of a lie, and your body starts to tremble, you start to shake, and the pain and the PTSD is kicking in, all of your anxiety, and you're on that roller coaster again. And you think, oh my God, I'm going up, it's going up, I'm going, how will I handle it, how will I handle it, what will I do now, what will I do now? Stop. Grab a piece of paper and write these things down. You're analyzing yourself. You're talking yourself out of the trauma at that present moment. Write down what happened. How did I hear about this? How did I hear about this lie? How did I hear about this? Was the person reliable? Do I trust them? Do I care? Hearing that lie make me feel. Write that word down and then write, I felt this, I felt triggered, I felt horrified. Write down your feelings so that you can feel them, understand them, be with them, see if they're real. What did you learn from this? Maybe you learned that the rabid dogs are still there. Maybe the dogs are listening and trying to create this false thing. That's intel. That's good stuff to know that they haven't given up on you. And what a pathetic life that is for them. Hold on to that. Don't say, oh my God, they're ruining me. No. Look at how sad and pathetic their life is if they have nothing better to do with their life than to smear you and tell terrible things about you. What's the gain? There is no gain. But for them, it's sick energy. It's sick power that they're craving. It's that to know that they could do this to you. Figure out where you feel it in your body. Write that down. I'm feeling the anxiety in my throat. I can't breathe. I'm feeling it in my heart. It won't stop beating. It's beating out to here. Write it down. Are you safe now? Write that down. Are you safe now? And tell yourself the answer. Yes. Is the perpetrator, is the narcissist anywhere near you that you're in danger? Should you call the police? What actions can you take if you can figure out if you're safe right now? Because if it's just a lie and you've heard it through a third party or whatever it is, your safety, you feel like you're not safe at that moment, and that's why your heart's beating really fast. But when you realize that you are safe, it takes you down a notch. It makes you feel better. Then ask yourself, can I change their behaviors? What can I do? Can I write them a letter, have my lawyer write them a letter and say, don't slander me or I'm gonna sue your ass? Can we have that happen? Sure. What does that do? That keeps you hooked to them. So you can't change them, and you can't control what they're going to say about you, despite it being true or not. Does it matter that they lied to me? Again, we go back to that. Do we care about the people that are believing these lies? We don't need to hear these lies. We don't need to hear this stuff. So you can then, if that is the case, and your best friend just told you that your ex-wife or your ex-husband is still telling lies on you 6 years later. Does it matter? I don't care who they tell lies to, because I know the truth. You can't knock me down because I know the truth. And in many cases, you probably have the evidence. If you were a good mother, you can prove you're a good mother, right? You don't even need to prove you're a good mother. Prove it to yourself. That lie's fake. There's no proof and evidence, and I'm not going to give it the energy that they are trying to suck out of me. Hold on to that. Can it hurt me? No. The lies and the smears can be out there forever. They're not going to hurt you unless you give them power. So understand that a smear campaign is there to ruin you, yes, but to make them look like the victim, to make them look like the hero, because you were such a psychopath and you did X, Y, and Z. Hold this to your heart to know that you didn't do those things and therefore they can't hurt you. This is Tracy Malone. Visit my website, narcissistabusesupport.com. It is an international resource of resources. Resources of resources. How many times can I say that in one sentence? It's going to give you information and guide you on how to heal. You want to heal? Get a book on it. You want to learn about them? Read a book on that. You're going to get to a point where smears can't hurt you. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. We learned that in kindergarten. Let's hold on to that and put your armor up and say, I don't give a shit what you say, because there's a lot of life after I don't give a shit. So dream about that and don't give energy. Just say, how childish, how stupid are they that they can use these things and think they're going to hurt me? You can't. Have a nice day, idiot. And your life will be changed when this thing happens to you. This is all I've got. Thank you so much. May peace be with you, because you will find peace. Just give it time and don't feed their energy. They're like little pussing, I don't know, some kind of bug that just eats off of things. Let them be. And just be careful of the next bug. This is Tracy. That's all I got.